My great honor as organizer of this event to welcome you on behalf of Lama Zopa Rinpoche and everybody in this magnificent amphitheater to this four-day teaching event. Your Holiness, this stadium is in the heart of what is popularly known as Silicon Valley, a place of ingenuity, unprecedented technological skills, innovation, extraordinary wealth. But in an earlier, gentler age, this valley had a different name. It was known as the Valley of the Heart's Delight. What a fitting name to describe what will happen here during these 4 days. For what is about to begin here today is more than just teachings. It is rather a celebration of the heart, a celebration which will truly delight our hearts. And I say this for 3 reasons. Firstly, Your Holiness, because you are the heart of Tibet. You symbolize your country, Tibet, where you grew up, represented by this image of the Potala Palace and the 2 Tibetan flags flying over this amphitheater, which will remain here for the next year. Since your exile, you, more than anybody, have worked ceaselessly, traveled tirelessly, argued urgently, pleaded cogently for your people to regain their independence, but always through peaceful means, through dialogue, communication, compromise. We applaud your unceasing efforts, your amazing tolerance, your courage, your openness to negotiate, the great-heartedness that you have unfailingly shown. In our world, you are truly the beacon of hope, the symbol of goodness. And just as the 2 Tibetan flags fly freely over this beautiful structure, it is our prayer that one day soon all Tibetans will walk free in their own country. Secondly, because you are the heart of compassion, through your example you have become for so many of us a living embodiment of the ideal of compassion that Buddhism teaches, and as such you move and inspire us to embrace that very same ideal. Your Holiness, we want to learn from you. Teach us to make compassion more a greater part of our lives. And thirdly, because you are the heart of wisdom. As we come together to receive these profound teachings of the Heart of Wisdom Sutra, we are mindful of the fact that the very heart disciple that spoke these words, his mind blessed by power, the extraordinary grace of the Buddha's presence, was none other than Avalokiteshvara, known in Tibetan as Chenrezig, the compassionate, enlightened, awakened being who over the centuries has taken rebirth in the form of the Dalai Lamas. So what better teacher could we have to break open the meaning of this scripture? And so, Your Holiness, with open hearts we welcome you amongst us. May your presence and teachings during these days bring a new currency to Silicon Valley, a new stability to the markets of our personal lives, a new wealth, but one that is secure and internal and not dependent on external forces. May they enrich us in what really matters by teaching us to transform our minds, our lives, and our hearts so that they reflect the authentic spiritual values that you represent: kindness, gentleness, compassion. Your Holiness, we welcome you and we thank you. We thank you.
Brothers and sisters, I'm very happy to be here with you and next, I think, few days. So, one opportunity, firstly, to share some of my thought, and then secondly, what is Buddhism and how to practice. I think these points will attach with these points. So at the beginning, I want to say, firstly, among the audience, many of my old friends there. So I'm very happy we have once more some meeting in this nice place. For my old friend, I want to say, since our last meeting, how much change, how much spiritual development, that I want to ask to myself. Of course, not much progress. Still, as a lazy person, but comparatively, I think each year, some progress, very little. Inside very little, better nothing. So it's some, I think, some experience. So, life always moving. Time always moving. From the first day of birth, and each moment, each time, we come to nearer to the end. That's nature. In my own case, the major portion of my life now already gone. So when I look back, 66 years, of course, as a Buddhist monk, as a Buddhist practitioner, certainly mistakes happen. And also as a human being, especially when, I think many of our old friends knows, my relation with mosquito or bad bug, not very pleasant one. So some wrathful actions. As in my lifetime, of course, not only I think once or twice, I think quite several times, I think. But then I think the time passes. I try to be a genuine follower of Lord Buddha. So I think, and then beside that, I think I made some contribution regarding Tibet for a freedom struggle, regarding preservation of Tibetan culture. Something I think really worthwhile to preserve. So, that's about myself. So, our friend, I think, as a spiritual minded, it is very, very essential to constant check, examine oneself. That's very important. I feel in the spiritual field, we should not practice of contentment, because spirituality, development of spirituality, can develop infinitely, no limitation, up to Buddha, the Buddhahood. So this our mind, this moment, I think very ignorant mind, eventually can be enlightened mind. So there is no limitation. So we should not have contentment or contented. In the material field, even we own whole world, still there is limitation. So the field where limits there, better to have contentment. So as far as spiritual development is concerned, every effort and utilize our little time as much as we can. I think that's important. So now, those new people, I think the first time to meet, having this meeting, no need introduce one another. We know we are human beings. On that level, no stranger. Mentally, intellectually, and emotionally, we are same. I have the potential of negative things. You also have same. And also, you see, everyone has the potential of good things. Same. So the important is try to know what is beneficial and what is harmful in the mental world, especially in the emotional world. Like, I think we take every sort of, the clear awareness in the material field, which is something good for us, which is something harmful. So similarly, within our own mind, the world of thought or world of emotion is very vast. So it is very important to make clear awareness through analyzation, which is harmful, which is helpful. So then, accordingly, try to increase these positive things, because we want happy life, we want a successful life, and to achieve happiness is our basic right. So therefore, in order to achieve that goal, like material facility, I think our mental positive facility, you see, we should have clear sort of idea or clear sort of view about these positive elements of our mind. So, you see, try to increase, you see, these good qualities or positive emotions or positive thoughts. And then, since we do not want sort of the unhappiness, so those emotions actually the destroyer of our peace of mind, our inner peace, our inner happiness. So those emotions, I think, very important to try to minimize, try to weaken. So here, now I think better is to use my own language, because you see now next few days we have to talk these things. So I think better to reserve my energy, use my own language, isn't it? This is better. And also, good translator, especially come here. If he not work, that's not good. Yeah. Chesaga. So that, kadachi miziji wu yang achi ki. That thing also samalogi, dojen shadi ki are. That miziji wu yang yagi, tapsi chia, toru chigdi, chilo ngobo samoyi mo nang samlyo chesu ji ko chade gi yin ta ne ta samlyo ji chesu yaje tong ya le ya ni se che ta manje le ta ne samlyo chesu yaje tong ya ji ge bare.
Since one of the primary objectives of all of us as individuals, each of us, is happy life, to achieve happy life and happiness, and also it is a fact that since material facilities or conditions alone cannot provide us full satisfaction and happiness that we are seeking, there exist methods and means by which we can achieve, fulfill our aspiration to be happy, which are not material. And these methods can also be developed and without basing oneself in a particular religious belief or faith.
So that we say chete the majority thone, that the Europe jesang jehage, jumzen ta jishna the public talk to leke jumbre.
And as for how to cultivate such practices and ethical practices which are not necessarily based on religious faith, this topic we will cover in the public talk.
kanda nga rang du ta dwa mi na liya ta ma ri de ta che ta chi che te che de li kung yin sia ro ta de si ma de te sang ge chi to ge shin de che de ta pe shi ma de meng ge sa de ni me yin de sa ne chi mi se de che de de ma de re ene ga du jun zen de chi ge ne den sang ge da chi se ri fa ne chi lu bu che de li ya samlu di sta de ta dra ye de chi ho den sang ho shin ne chi da 내주 사부 떠용 위에 있잖아요. 지금 진대기 단에 아니 과도로 다야 이야기에 당시에 이 단에 아니 지금 샘 시주 두비하게 단대가도 털람지 그 용대기 아래 전다디 내가 좀 보내자.
So this I think it is very important to try to cultivate some kind of spiritual discipline that is not necessarily based upon religious faith. Because amongst humanity, if we were to look carefully, although there might be many people who claim to be followers of this religion or that religion, but the fact remains that in one's day-to-day life, the number of people who derive their moral guidance or guidance for living from religious teachings is really not the majority, it's a minority. So the majority really remains people who, in whose day-to-day life, religious ideas and religious belief do not really exert an important influence. However, it is important somehow to find and present to this majority of people a spiritual way of life that would enable them to really cultivate these positive qualities and also to show them how through cultivation of these positive qualities one can fulfill this basic aspiration to be happy and overcome suffering. And here what is required is the recognition of the potentials that we have as human beings by utilizing our critical faculty of intelligence and also by drawing from scientific studies as well, because now in modern scientific studies there is a growing recognition of the relationship between body and mind and the understanding of how mental attitudes has an impact upon physical health and well-being as well.
Then, 지금 여러 동약이 탑시 찍기도 최대소 최기하리. 나 최대 멀어왔다 멍구지 예벌에 정문이 간다. 나 최대가 나리야 지금 따와도 좀더 여등에게 최대지다. 매등에게 최대. 근데 다시 실수니도와. 나 지금 따와도 좀더 여등에게 최대. 디디 주례리야 간다시 아. 중재만 대세로 때문에 지 다외 더룩 남샤로 직당 더룩 남샤로 뭐로 직당 디 더룩이 대세로 뒤타네 두드르고 아니 지 다섯 번 사고 쳐봐야 지 시주 쳐봐야 지 단 디 럽제 대세로 지 해시 뭐니 도와 저가 지난 인류산에 지 중재 남샤 마샤 인류산에 민들 잡아 전부 연구하려디 이내 뒤 두든 아니 쓴 두고야 가려야 삶없이 럽저로 지구 처리하래 변화 참제다 사바다 아니 초시다 지금 이 정신 숭야 어다 지드즈 제디 삶없이 럽저 지구를 찬고
However, there is a second category of methods which are, you know, which are appropriate for, which are effective means of cultivating the good heart and enhancing our basic positive potentials, and through this way bringing about fulfillment, our basic aspiration to be happy and to overcome suffering. And this second type of methods are really grounded in religious faiths such as Buddhism and so on. And amongst the religions on this world, we observe many different faith traditions, some of which have sophisticated philosophical foundation and also very extensive ethical teachings, and some which have less philosophical or metaphysical foundations. However, on the whole, if you observe the major religions of the world, we will notice that there are two principal aspects to these religious traditions. One aspect is what could be called the metaphysical or the philosophical dimension, which gives extensive explanation of why such is the case and why such practices are required. So this is one domain of, or one dimension of religious teachings, which is primarily metaphysical and philosophical. And there is a second dimension of the religious teachings, which are primarily ethical. And these are, one could say, the conclusions arrived at through a process of metaphysical and philosophical thinking, and we can call this the ethical messages of the religious teachings. In the realm of metaphysics and philosophy, in the first dimension, of course we see a tremendous diversity and differences among the world's religious traditions, and some of the differences are substantial. However, at the level of conclusions which is arrived at, that is the ethical message and the ethical teachings, there is a certain uniformity and similarity. And all the major religious traditions, regardless of whatever philosophical explanations they may give, arrive at a similar conclusions. These are the ethical teachings on love, compassion, tolerance, forgiveness, and the importance of adopting self-discipline and so on. Now we can ask questions why there are such diversity among the world religious traditions in the realm of metaphysics and philosophical explanations. Here, for me as a Buddhist, I find an aspect of Buddha's teaching very beneficial, which is if you look at the teachings of the Buddha, there are a lot of diversity and some and particularly tenets and philosophical views which are different and in some cases contradictory to each other. And the reason why a single teacher, the Buddha, gave different teachings to his followers is because one of the important factors of spiritual teachings is the need to give what is appropriate to that individual who is following the teachings. And even among the Buddha's followers, disciples, Buddha recognized there is a diversity of mental dispositions, spiritual inclinations and interests, and to suit these diverse mental dispositions, spiritual inclinations and interests, with a taught differently in different contexts to suit different individuals. Because no matter how powerful a particular spiritual teaching may be, and no matter how correct a philosophical view may be, if that view, the teaching of that view, is not suitable to an individual, it has no significance. So it is by judging the appropriateness of the message to the individual, then the effectiveness of that spiritual teaching can be realized. This is analogous to the situation of using medicine. Regardless of however powerful a particular medicine may be, however good it may be, since the final objective of medication is the cure of that illness, healing, therefore judging according to the suitability of the person, the patient to whom the medication is being applied, taking into account the physical strength of the individual patient, the size, the body and so on, the body constitutions and so on, then one has to give the medication in accordance with that particular need of the patient. Otherwise, even though the medicine itself may be powerful and may be very good, but if it is not given in the appropriate way or in the appropriate context or the appropriate time, instead of helping the patient, it could actually be harmful. So in the same way, we can see that the Buddha himself, by recognizing the importance of appreciating the diversity of mental dispositions and interests and the mental capabilities of his followers, he gave diverse teachings. So when I see this aspect of the Buddhism, then it really gives me a conviction, a deep conviction. Yes, there are so many religious traditions in the world, and all of these traditions are really beneficial to a diverse sentient beings with different mental dispositions and so on. And each of them serve the need of their own suitable followers. So when I understand in this way, certainly my admiration for these great spiritual traditions becomes increased, and also I really appreciate the value of each of these diverse faith traditions.
자, 근데 이제 시사 데이터네 아니 에 취규 조사지 삼월로야 이 가서 그게 에 딩근에 지다 민망굴이야 나리네 다 태여래 지금 미사야 몽골 나리네 편도 중요하래 다다이네 편도 영시발에 마음발이네 편도 문조래 삼발
So, with this kind of outlook, I think it is very important for us to really recognize the tremendous values of these great religious traditions of the world. Many of these world religions have served the spiritual needs of millions of people in the past. They continue to serve spiritual needs of millions of people at present, and also in future, they will continue to serve spiritual needs of millions of people.
So, today, it is an Namjung Edi, Tawa de Shedi, the Shulu Kuyas in the Yaoyamare. And as you saw, sir, the Mabat Sambashan Radication with their mother, Shulu Chikpa, Mixed Cabbage in the Yaoyamare. So, today, may you do. 누초룽베 나로리아 다 소소 파메기다 추규 아니 망세 이슈레 엔드네 주요레 드네니 다시 카시다 칼라카도 용데기 요레 스드레이메 인드산에 소소 파메기다 추규 다가라 어 가서 인지셔야 되고 개첨을
therefore I always explain to people that it is important to maintain one's own traditional spiritual traditions, spiritual faith, and because the changing religion is a serious matter which should not be taken lightly, and also given that different religious traditions have evolved in accordance with particular circumstances and context. Therefore, there's a certain kind of suitability of a particular tradition within a particular context. And therefore, it is very important not to try to propagate one's own version of religion and proselytize it. For example, in the West, the traditional religion, your traditional religion is Christianity and Judaism, and to some extent Islam as well.
Sada, 当然，平时 추주소설이야, 지금 두모모인데, 애미 지금 로당으로 예배인들산에 진대기 하수 지금 렉사, 렌야, 다들 땡땡 용구래. 저는 그래 멋있네. 아들 이슈쳐봤는데, 지금 사와소설 이슈쳐랑 삼만 남다쳐네. 제배 타라, 애한시 야가게 다 너르기 하시고를 그게 애한시가 냠용스네 믿을지 되게 빼나지 되시고 검자서로 양지 팀명이 지금 써봐다 지금이 잠재 그게야 냠님 공도 빼다한 게 지금 터블럼 된대 양 그게다 냠님 자들이 연대기 하네 자들이 이번 인도 빼나 낭백원에 차시하나야 지금다 근데 이슈 쳐봐 저 아니 지금 냠용 된대 낭백 둘러보야 그 된대요 하네 빼나 세슈지 이슈처럼지소샹지두야라
And of course, since each of these major world religious traditions have their own uniqueness, their own unique teachings, their own unique methods of training the mind, certainly followers of one tradition can adopt and incorporate into his or her own spiritual practice certain methods and techniques that can be found in other traditions. For example, in my own personal case, I know some of my Christian friends who, while remain deeply committed to their own traditional Christianity, spiritual teachings of Christianity, they adopt and incorporate into their Christian practice certain methods, such as the methods for ancient Indian methods for training the mind in cultivating single-pointedness of mind through meditative concentration, and taking some methods from such as Buddhism, training the mind and meditation and visualizations related to enhancing compassion and developing compassion, and also strengthening the practice of tolerance and patience. So there are people who, while remaining deeply committed to their own spiritual tradition, adopt and incorporate into their practice, spiritual practice, aspects and methods which can be adopted from other teachings. And certainly on the part of the Buddhists, there are a lot of aspects of, say, for example, Christian teachings which the Buddhists can learn and incorporate into their own spiritual practice. One very clear example is the area of community work, how in Christian traditions, the monks and nuns have a long history of social work, particularly in serving the community in the fields of education and health. And in this respect, in this respect of serving the community through such social work, Buddhism is really lagging far behind. In fact, one of my friends who is a German, and he's himself a Buddhist, once told me that after having been to Nepal, he told me that one observation that he had was that in Nepal over the past 30-40 years, so many large monasteries, Tibetan monasteries, have been built by lamas. However, there were very few hospitals and schools that were built by the monasteries. And he made the observation that if these large numbers of monasteries that have come up in Nepal over the past 30-40 years were Christian monasteries and nunneries, then along with these number of increase in the number of monasteries, there would have been far greater numbers of schools and health. And this, I think, is very, very important. And when he made that observation, of course, you know, there is nothing else the Buddhists can say other than say, that's right, that's correct. However, some of my Christian friends, I found that some of them also take very deep interest in the Buddhist philosophy of emptiness, the Buddhist theory of emptiness. And I made the observation to these Christian brothers that the philosophy of emptiness, the theory of emptiness, is a very kind of unique Buddhist business. And perhaps as a deeply committed Christian practitioner, it may not be wise to really look into this theory of emptiness deeply. This is quite problematic. The reason for this is that if someone begins to, you know, look at, say, the Buddhist philosophy of emptiness, the underlying world view of which really is the belief in all things as devoid of any absolute independent existence, all things and events as being rather originating simply by means of dependence upon other factors, causes and conditions, and in a relative sense. So that kind of idea, if you pursue further, really begins to then cause problems for a kind of a worldview, a religious worldview, where the primary foundation really is a belief in some kind of absolute, independent, eternal being, which is the concept of creator.
So today in the Benedict and the special audience, not only a Fajiji, Kasuri, Ishu Shirley, Tabache, Takana Jinukova would be Chulu Lay, Tabache, and just Sanji Shirley, Tabachano. Today, then they on the cover, Sangarango, Yanji, Tome Negolia, Sita, let Hobo and Yasta, let Hobo, that the Negolia, Pesimi, Jigendi, and in Munjungi, the Kasuri Pugeta, Temba.
So, however, among the members of the audience here, certainly there might be some who have a tremendous and deep reverence and faith in both Buddhism and Christianity, and particularly as exemplified by the founding teachers of these two traditions, Jesus Christ and the Buddha. And certainly this is possible. And so generally at the beginner stage, in fact, it is very good if as spiritual practitioners one can develop a sense of devotion and faith in the teachers of all different religious traditions. However, in one's own spiritual path, although at the beginner stage, one can remain both in some sense a practicing Buddhist and a practicing Christian, as for example. However, as one pursues further into a spiritual path at the individual level, just as in the field of education, you know, after a certain point when you go to university, you have to specialize in a particular subject. In the same way, as you pursue further and further into your spiritual, along your spiritual path, as far as the metaphysical view is concerned, it seems that at a certain point one has to adopt one metaphysical view over the other.
자, 니네 인류산에 냠니 칭에 쳐다고 찍은 거네. 최 찍 담바 찍세야 그 따와디 너가 잘해. 네 개체 버리셔. 다야 지금 초과에 때문에 다 두매 네 연식이 뭐나 두매 간에 아니 되니 시작이었는데 아니 줄로 두마 담바 두마세야 그 따와디 과하셔.
Therefore, at the level of the individual, or one could say from the point of view of individual spiritual practitioner, I think the concept of one religion, one faith is really important as you pursue deeper and deeper into your spiritual path. However, from a wider perspective, from the perspective of society at large, again, it is very important to adhere to the principle of multiple faiths or many faiths, sorry, many religions and many truths.
자 허브탈이야, 그러나 출루 찍도 담배 찍어야지다. 출루 두마도 담배 두마 써야지. 우리 개화를 도와. 그래도 이네 뼈서 소설 때네. 뼈서 지라고 찍을 때네. 담배 찍, 출루 찍. 아니 두마를 때네. 아니 그 감도 몇번 나서 이거 이번인데 출루 두마 담배 두마 써야지. 차이 뭐래. 아니 시 담배 써야 걸래. 그래서 소설 담배 남이를 먹고 샤도 그러고.
At first glance, if you look at these two concepts, one truth, one religion, versus many truths and many religions, at first glance, they seem to be totally contradictory. However, if you look at it carefully, these two concepts, are really contextual and from different perspectives. So from the perspective of an individual spiritual practitioner, concept of one truth and one religion is valid. However, from the point of view of wider society at large, the concept of many religions and many truths is valid. So there is no contradiction. And also, when we speak of truth, that is also a relative concept, that truth must be understood and defined in relation to different contexts.
다들네 다 지용도 샤베이나 배지 점문이 되간게 취규 대산을 가지 니기 소르지 지대거보 대행이 대산시다 지대거보 미능이 대산을 찍 지대거보 다 대행이 대산다 상으로 캔세리 단 지대거보 민중에게 대산 나러리아 낭바 다 나버서로 상제베 취 에니 배지 지루베 취 전에 당신 사제보다 삼회보 니세배다 삼회보 다 디디 해지지르고 보 민중이 주주 차리기 아래.
So generally speaking, if you look at all this diverse, great diversity of world religions, one could see two broad camps. On the one side are theistic religions, where the belief in the creator is the primary foundation, and on the other are non-theistic religions. And the theistic religions, most of you are familiar what those religious traditions are. Among the non-theistic religions, where the concept of creator is not the foundation, there are such traditions as Buddhism, Jainism, and also one branch of ancient Indian spiritual tradition or philosophical tradition known as Samkhya.
다 지 지네 거 보고 민중에게 다 대전 일 나러 올라 그냥 대전으로 니 쳐베 있나 그게 다 가서 그래 풍불에 된 셈베 다음들 괜찮 다 풍불에 된 셈베 다 요마리 전에 뜻이랑 다 요마리 있어 내등에 다 니 차도 가버리 산제베 쳐 코나 다오 되게 풍불에 된 셈베 다 민들베 전에 다 딱 왔지 묶은 게 책내기 있니 라운에 다 요마리 쳐버리 대화 산제게 다 추억이 다
And within this second camp of non-theist religions, to which Buddhism, Jainism, and one branch of Samkhya belong to, again there are two camps. On the one side are those which, although denying the concept of an almighty creator, they accept notion of an eternal principle called Atman or soul theory, where according to which the eternal principle is described in as a unitary, permanent and unchanging principle, which is the true self. However, there is another camp which in which Buddhism is the sole example, which denies the existence of such eternal principle called Atman or soul. And it is this rejection of the principle, eternal principle of soul or self as characterized by unitary, unchanging and permanent principle is what distinguishes Buddhism from those two traditions.
다 대학에 나와 있는 다 좀 더 일 나와야 대세를 찍 채워 있나 대세 치료 시행을 하는 채워 있나 교황 것이 대개식 다 만든 것이 대세니 대세니 교황 것이 대개 나와려 탈원 대개식 다 만든 것이니 탈원 대개 나와려 탈원스는 지금 신경도 찍려 지대야 지금 다 탈원스야 지 생부 된 게 연대식 안 지야 지금 뭐다 이 뒤에 변하네 다 나머지 사이에 왜 탈원스 들잖아 생부 연대식 다는 시기가 돼
From another point of view, amongst the various ancient Indian spiritual traditions, we can see another way of classifying them. For example, amongst the great Indian traditions, there are those who believe in a concept of rebirth, and there are those who do not. And Buddhism belongs to the first camp that believes in the concept of rebirth or reincarnation. And within this camp, again, there are two divisions. On the one side are those who, in addition to believing in the concept of rebirth, also believe in the notion of salvation or liberation or moksha, and those which do not. Buddhism belongs to the first. And again, within this camp, there are those who define this attainment of this spiritual freedom or liberation in terms of some kind of physical plane, some kind of external physical plane. And some who describe or define or understand the spiritual freedom or attainment of liberation as an actualization of a mental or psychological state. And Buddhism belongs to the second category where, according to which, the spiritual freedom or liberation or salvation is understood in terms of attaining a certain state of mind.
다 들을 때 안 더 쉬어야 돼. 다 산지에 쉬어야 쉬어야지.
So the theme of our series of lectures or teachings is really a teaching belonging to the Buddhism.
다 될라. 이제 나 되지 않는 주님들이 그래서 산지에 다로 이동 앞에 공리야. 다 용자잖아. 이동 앞에 공리야. 다 충분히 말해. 야, 배지, 배지 사빈이다. 사빈 공부 전쟁. 배지입니다. 지금 내가 다, 그게, 야, 시수지기, 다, 덤바 양하는 대회, 루지 마, 손인도 자네, 로송동 하수지. 쟤는 어디 들려야, yā jīngli yā kathar kō, nye tōng gupjā sīpa yinā, chēne, tāwa dhīne, dhīne mēdā kā sūndar shidu sāng chū. Chē tānga, kāru dhīne chāyōngi, nā tō tēmbē chēntāng jīgi, tēmbā ngōtō kathū chūngmō chūng, yāgurā mā shīmba tī, kōlā rō tōsara chā. Chē tānga, chēne, dī jīgdēn yōngrā gī, chō gu chūgu tī kathū chūngmō chūng kēchā rē mā tō, jī, tāng nā rā chūng tēbē, ēne tēmbā kathū chūngmō chūng kēchā mā rā.
So, the Buddhism that we know as a spiritual tradition evolved around more than 2,500 years ago. That's the sort of a standard conventional understanding of the Buddha's coming to the world. However, as far as on this question of when the historical Buddha Shakyamuni came on this earth, there seemed to be a divergence of opinions among Buddhist scholars. For example, although the 2,500 years is the standard sort of conventional calculation, however, among Tibetan scholars, for example, the great Sakya Pandita Kunga Gyaltsen, according to his chronological calculation, he argues that it has been more than 3,000 years since the Buddha came to the world. And then there is also a third school of thought, which maintains that it has been around 2,900 years. So you can see that there is a divergence of opinions, even on the question of when exactly did the historical teacher, the Buddha, came to this world. So when I look at these divergence of opinions and uncertainties that these divergence of opinions suggest, sometimes I do feel that it is a bit embarrassing for the Buddhists not even to know exactly when the teacher came to the world. And on several occasions, I have made the observation, and in fact I do feel it quite strongly, that out of deep reverence and also respect, it would be wonderful if it is feasible to analyze some of the relics of the Buddha, which are still available, to really a close analysis, so that we can have a much more accurate dating of the Buddha's birth, and this way a lot of these confusions can be clarified.
Janita, jumpin degi ene Javalia ta kasure. Rindita kevu kimne, any kimeva rudu chungne, any ludukaje zeche, or tare any, mobatomata, sanjib and zaba zeche, chadiari. Jazanga, singaranzu, zomuniti gangi, peshi, chi chuji, munguchi, datama, zute, luju, di double double chi, chi kashe and zeche, or tindigi, lujuta, chumbuji, double double mungi mudua. Dinanga, she raised something. Ji dhamma teta te jenrang sosu eni rangrang chulu di nyamnen chepe kato liya duru dosu de guaya chigi ji pege kache sueshen ru kyun mewe che che jinyen jemni pe dogma niya rawa jaya di taisi mandri vare samtegi gabri ngang zi dhamma jimde ngay nungi shu degi ngay de yangyang shay degi gule di dhamma gari jengi kyun ngāntu tēnbē shēnā dīdī, jōmdēn dēlē jāng bē sōnam shē sōr shēshē, ngāntu tēlē shē dēnē, dāgā ngāne inē, tāpā tā sōnjē kīmē gōbāng tōp tō rēyā dī, nōntū chōp shā dīshā.
So if we look at the life of the Buddha Shakyamuni, who was the teacher of Buddhism, we will notice that Buddha went through a certain process of development. He gave up the comforts of his royal lifestyle and adopted a monastic way of life, and also went through a period of 6 years of ascetic spiritual practice, and as a result of which Buddha displayed the act of attaining full enlightenment. So we can see that in the life of the Buddha is exemplified a certain principle, the need for hardship in one's spiritual pursuit. And this is also true of the life of the teachers of many other spiritual traditions. If you look at the lives of these great teachers of the world's religions, you will see a certain similarity. One important similarity is that all of the examples, the lives of the great teachers, exemplify the need for pursuing a spiritual path through hardship. And I think this has a very important significance, a message. The message is this, that the followers of these teachers, if they wish to attain the spiritual aspirations, spiritual realizations that they aspire for, then they really need to go through a process of hardship and perseverance. Because sometimes, and this is what I also believe, think, and also I often tell people, that sometimes there is a tendency amongst the followers of the Buddha, for example, the thought somewhere in the back of our mind that, yes, Buddha really did all the hardships, he went through all of these hardships to attain enlightenment, but we need not do this. We can somehow attain enlightenment by not giving up the comforts and luxury that we are attached to. Somehow, in the back of our mind, there is probably a sense that we are more fortunate than the Buddha. Buddha had to go through all of these hardships, but we can attain the same level of spiritual state, but without the cost of having to go through hard ascetic asceticism and endure hardships as the Buddha did. However, this I think is wrong.
Da, jumden degi, ene ngoba do san ge ni, thoma ene yu warasliya, ene chongo thambo di kwana ai bae. Damba shile samde, ene o chongo kwana bae.
So, following the attainment of the full enlightenment, the Buddha, when he first began to give public sermons, teaching what he has realized, the first public sermon that he gave was at in Varanasi, and the theme of that first public teaching by the Buddha was the Four Noble Truths. And I feel that the Four Noble Truths, the teachings of the Four Noble Truths, really lays down the basic framework of the Buddha's teaching.
Jenida, jumden de rangni, ene chimne chimne ba rodu chungni, rangjung ko ne da nyabar zong na, dene ene ji korong ade kuishing o dene yala sobo, ji korong ade de jai de ene kaso ul pge yishin gon du chungni, ji dene ge thane da rodu chungche, anda jumden de tamba rangni da. And from core, so did the Chimney Chimney was Rodu Chung, Sangshu Lenin Chadi. Those Senator, Nangbe, any Kasuri, Temper Nalia, Rajun Mumik, that the Jensen Zini, Temper Zinu Person Chadi, Kasuri, Kenneshimu Chadi.
So the Buddha himself, if you look at the Buddha's life, Buddha himself gave up the comforts of the royal lifestyle and adopted an ascetic lifestyle and led a celibate way of life by taking certain ordination. And also amongst the first disciples of the Buddha, such as the five disciples of the Buddha, all of them also took the vows of celibacy and grounded their spiritual practice on such a lifestyle or way of life. And because of this, in the history of Buddhism, from its first evolution, the members of the monastic or order, members of the ordered community have played an important role in the development of Buddhist teachings.
Ta dine ma chene wada chupde degi ene tuge kashure due ene lalen kwadi di ene khorgi kashure kelon ju ene lingshin de yong lingshin de yong be kadule ya ene chunde de ya kalo shugu shugu shugi che dosen ene chunde de ga ma chaba nang 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 gi ene pangla dudu chaware se no chwa jara dus chaware chaba de ne chigore tawa de ne chigore se ne dawa de ze chede ma chunde de ga ma kadu kadu ma kalo nang 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 gi chen dos chen da due dodan de chaware due chingro dan de chaware Chenida, Teda Chevji, to give Mushi in it, Pugeda, Nyamin Shialia, any Puge Tembashilia, Tembashi, Namshadi, Shiva, Tane, Da, Lalinka in Rutane, any Chaja Sodung Langutane, Dan Rayashi, Songyare. That Tella, Tomar in it, Kashur Puge, Shine to Yajita. Tene ini langsung juga aji. Jadi, dah sini juga dale ya, sini gitu ke sem sesi kali ya, baru juga zau di cingu cingu je. Jadi, ini indu jadi kebanyakan boleh ya, sama ini mitu bukum ya, mitu bukum ya. Dagangan sini ini mitu buat kasur tak rang lud ne pa ini. Jadi, pada sesi kini kami akan bertingkat sedewu. Jadi, sendiri kami akan melihat ini di anda kebanyakan yang bukan ciri asalnya. Dengan ini, mungkin pada mitu kita kini pada cuba pada yang suatu, jadi yang suatu itu sana kali ini mungkin cari tengok dua. Mungkin ini minyak kita jadi apa ribut sama juga saya ini. Dua sini dah mungkin usaha ini cuma yang bukan ciri asalnya. だから、新規、ウドンリア。エニミニ。ミクウドン、だから、ジャンジャンリア、サムダネ、ドセネ、ニャル、セジウェシネルや、ゾウテリーサレ。エンテネマ、サンドング、ソウトウェシル、ジェネマ、コミュニアリア、エニ、リュチャバニシャネ、ソウンチゲネ、チャバニシャシネマ、コミュニュー、カシュウルプゲ、メダゴダ、ドニアワダ、ダメベテンディ、チグロール、シャヨンドゥ、Tak nampak juga pun, nyamni tiup juga lembu yang ada, ada simmer tu. En, jenis ini, jenis tersebut dah panjang judo liya, susun tu juga jende, ini yang ada bawah sini nyamni. Dalam jenis sen tersebut juga tinggal juga yang ada ruang itu jadi, ini tujuh gangba si, di kita tua jenis, ada di kita ada tua jenis ini. 就台湾的说法，第一点和县里面那个这个，他都全部这个，台说我不爱的，台说都不爱的。哎呢，潘老杨了，见，陈主任了，对，我就是这的，哎呢，我们都下去送的哇。然后今天给南区区的，俺都能叫他把那个越南的送下来的，那做我的精神的。
So if you look at, given that members of the ordained monastic community have played a crucial role in the development of Buddha's teaching from its earliest stages of evolution. We also know that the practices pertaining to monasticism is very important part of the Buddha's spiritual tradition. And if you look at the evolution of the Buddhist monasticism and how the various monastic precepts and the ethical codes were developed and established, we find that often whenever a new situation arises, a question is raised to the Buddha, how to address that problem and how to resolve a particular dilemma, ethical dilemma. And then Buddha gave instructions on how to do that, a new precept was established, and then again a new situation arises, another question was raised, Buddha gave another explanation, a new precept evolved. So it is through this process of evolution, finally all the complete ethical codes for the members of the monastic order evolved. And and through this way, a certain way of life, a certain lifestyle was adopted, and also the conduct, what kind of conduct a member of this community should adopt was also laid down, and also the philosophical views which enhanced the spiritual practices were also taught by the Buddha. However, in terms of actual spiritual training of the mind, which are laid down, the main framework which are laid down in the four teachings of the Four Noble Truths, the Buddha taught 37 aspects of the path to enlightenment, which can be seen as the procedure for how to apply the principles of the Four Noble Truths in one's actual practice, spiritual practice. And then, so if you look at the 37 Buddha's teaching on the 37 aspects of the path to enlightenment, we'll see that there are two primary methods of training, one of which is the cultivation of single-pointedness of mind, what Buddhists call tranquil abiding or shamatha. And the other principal method is vipassana, which is the penetrative insight. So if you look at the 37 aspects of the path to enlightenment in relation to these two primary methods of spiritual practice training, we will see that in relation to cultivating the single-pointedness of mind, the tranquil abiding, we find that in Buddhism, various methods are presented. And this is because the principal obstacles which hinder us from training our mind and developing a single-pointedness, the faculty of single-pointedness, are two things. One is the mental excitement and mental sinking or laxity. So in order to counter the influences of mental excitement which distract our mind from a chosen object of meditation, Buddha taught various methods such as visualization of entire earth as being filled with skeletons and so on, which are primarily aimed at countering distractive forces. And also gradually when you make that visualization subtler and subtler, eventually you visualize the skeleton at a very subtle level, at the level of your mid-brows. And when you maintain that kind of single-pointedness on a very small object on your body, then it has the effect of countering mental laxity, because it provides alertness and clarity. So through these ways, trained methods for cultivating single-pointedness of mind, tranquil abiding, are taught. And then all the other practices in the 37 aspects can be seen as ways of enhancing our development of penetrative insight, vipassana. For example, you see in the list of the 37 aspects of the path to enlightenment, the first are the four foundations of mindfulness, foundation of mindfulness on body, on feelings, on mind and phenomena, and so on. And then as you deepen your practice of these four foundations of mindfulness, then this will enable you to have a greater enthusiasm and vigor in engaging in positive and wholesome activities. Therefore, you have the second list, which are the four right or correct endeavors of abstaining from negative activity and preventing future engagement in the negative activities, and enhancing your positive qualities and wholesome acts, and laying the foundation for future acts of wholesome deeds and so on. And then once you engage in such ethical norms of avoiding from negative actions and enhancing and engaging in positive actions, then this will help you develop a certain clarity of mind and single-pointedness. Therefore, you have the third list, which are known as the four factors of supranatural faculties, which are all really methods of enhancing your capability of remaining focused, single-pointedness on a chosen object of meditation. And once you have that kind of deepened single-pointedness, capacity of focusing your mind, single-pointedness, for a prolonged period on a chosen object, then all of your other spiritual faculties, positive faculties, will be enhanced. So you have then the next list, which are the five forces such as faith, mindfulness, and so on. And then also you have the five faculties. And then when you can develop these faculties, then you will be able to follow what is the core of the Buddha's path, known as the Eightfold Noble Path. And then this will be then followed by the practices of the seven branches of the enlightenment. So all of these practices of the 37 aspects of the path to enlightenment, which really form the core of practical application of the teachings of the Four Noble Truths, are found is really the core teachings of the Pali Buddhist tradition.
가지고 다 레자게 게이나는 요데베 다 산지 그치 다 데마 레이루산에 에니 에니 덴베 자구 풍부리로 써베 다 내지들이야 에야 지기 청고 림베 다 니베시 권나니 다원 델이야 에니 시징 청고하신 다 디숭기여레 데네 내 양바치안으로 써봐 덴델이야 에니 진짜게 단내 냠멜이야 아니야 송셰베 청고 대세를 찍 다 들려야 나서기 되지 니 용서래 찍려야 아니 콜로 바베 가서 그게 무신의 신세니 다 단다 상담이나 차달 돼야게 그냥 냥거 여대 되는데게 진짜게 다 드셔 예 뭐지 태신이 되신라
쇼월베다가다 준전데 런이 송셰베 시징 더에 그냥 공부는 들루 찌기 그냥 준전데 런이기 너도 공대다고 송셰 근데 대선식이 없지 다 대선식이 아니 심지 가서 심런 시디오에서 남샤 소신의 송셰하기 디시시비 님부 너도 전에 와 저리지기 그냥 대선 직송인 말에 전에 다 대대를 아니 That's all exactly on your deva. Now, DD, Tangar Jagalia, Chiluru Mojunkone, any Tixin said, Sanji got Maris, or the Ligini, Casual Pigetea, Talkjur Namdor, Deco, Choin Bari. So, I knew Ludu, Rigitanari Neda, Tixinko Sumuyari, any Dodian Nalali, Tixinko Yumuyari, any Shuola Chijunali, Tixinko Yumuyari, Lover Lengdengi, any Umaningu Naline. 티싱거로 용되기 요아래 어다 달았어베 가다이니 가솔 그게 야하게니 지 다기보다 멍군지기 따와 티싱 깔두야 된대 송도와 자 어다 된대기 응아 드드네 고 이 가다디 용수 다 맞아 된대기 때문에 더버지 종이 말해
So what is the core of the Pali tradition, which we spoke about, the 37 aspects of the path to enlightenment, which presents in practical application the teachings of the Four Noble Truths. These are really the foundation of Buddhism. There is, however, a second tradition which evolved from Sanskrit language as a medium. And these are the teachings which are embodied in this Sanskrit tradition. There's one category of teachings which are known as the teachings on the perfection of wisdom. Many of these sutras were primarily taught, and this is known as the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, and many of these teachings were primarily taught at a place called the Vulture's Peak, and the core text of these second turning of the wheel of Dharma, or the second public sermon, is the perfection of wisdom sutras. And then there is However, a third turning of the wheel of Dharma, or third public sermon, which were taught by the historical Buddha at various places, such as Vaisali and so on. And within this third turning of the wheel of Dharma, there seem to be scriptures belonging to two categories. On the one are such as the Samdhi Nirmochana Sutra, the Sutra unraveling the thought of the Buddha, which presents a different reading or different interpretation of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. And these were taught primarily for the benefit of those trainees or spiritual practitioners who although have inclinations towards the Mahayana path, but were not suited to the Buddha's teaching on the absence of emptiness of inherent existence or emptiness of intrinsic existence. So for their benefit, because of their unsuitedness to this teaching, if they embrace the literal meaning of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, there is a danger of falling into nihilism. So for their benefit, Buddha taught such scriptures as the Samdhi Nirmochana, unraveling the intention of the Buddha Sutra, where he demonstrated a way of understanding the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras by means of relativizing the notion of identitylessness in relation to different categories of phenomena. So that's one category of the third turning of the wheel of Dharma. There is, however, a second class of scriptures that belong to this third turning of the wheel of Dharma, primarily the sutras which present and develop further the idea of the clear-light nature of mind, such as the scriptures of Tathagatagarbha Sutra. And however, as it seems that even before the time of Nagarjuna, there were doubts raised about the authenticity of these sutras which were attributed to the Buddha. And because of this, we find in Nagarjuna's writings, such as Ratnavali, the Precious Garland, where there's a whole section on demonstrating the authenticity of the Mahayana scriptures. Similarly, we find such arguments for demonstrating the authenticity of Mahayana scriptures in Asanga's text, Maitreya's text called Ornament of Mahayana Sutras, Mahayana Sutra Alamkara, and also in Shantideva's text, Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, Bodhicharya Avatara. There is a section which argues for the authenticity of Mahayana scriptures, and also in Bhava Viveka's text called Madhyamaka Hridaya, the essence of, or the heart of the middle view, where we also find similar arguments for demonstrating the authenticity of Mahayana scriptures. So it seems that because Mahayana scriptures were not so conventionally known, widely known, the doubts were raised about their authenticity.
Chen da bang ba lu ru gi en ji su do wa en ka shu ru ge chang jo da pa li gi de ge ne su se be chang jo su ding lam de sam shi gi gom ne en nam ji du gu ya na nam ji ru ya shin be na lam de sam shi ma do lam su se be be na en ji ni ya rang chang jo du ya da en nam ji chang jo du ya ju tu mu so lo cha yu yo re en ju tu mu ji gi 주인이 잡아서 마도다 선암 살게기 주인이 마도시 무시지 남기 내려 배지 지고 지고서 차이도 자네 뒤에다 대부분 해 처리 아래 아니 니네 다 가족으로 그게 상면양데 뭔데 제 인도 자네 아니 그리고 주인 체네 근데게 다 주주지 샤베이나 에노 좀 된데 장미 순지 발이야 차사와 나네 Any time and Jebuji, the only Nirgu Pardo, Jebukaria shoe, the Jebukaran shoe, then any Ludukajan, then a Kimmy Kimber Rodosum, then a Ludukajan, then any Dakazere Consum Sutra's way, she said, then any the Consum Sutu Simbari. Then other than any quality Jesus Bodulia, Takanda, Tun Tundunchi, Tangabas of a San Jeve, zebar di san jene ene san je gedan zaban zaya kaso ge lo chura chusen ro da kashe cha yong in de sane wa da ene du ene so ni be chamyo sum ri ya sa ni da din de bu tun du ji jana de jun de che so ji cha yong du ene ge shi 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 che ka da kan yin na da chin na ge che ka da kan yin na ya wa rang rang ni na ya le ya ko ge ji ya na da ne ji tom ne ya na ene rang na ba de ga ya ji ko yong re yong ya re sa de le yin ba yin de sa ne se ri ge she ba sam de na le na ya le ya ko ge ji tom de ga ya ge ji ge sa so ru ge ni bu tom de ro ke ge yong ya yong ba le yong xia yong ba sa de le yin ba yin de sa ne she ge jun che ba ya jun zen me du ba da sa ge ge ene nyung me she ba de da ene de da nyum do lu me ge da ka su re yong de nge gi ji nyum be de bo lo so bo de bo de ju che di ku ni sa wa de ka ka cha de yo re da she ge ju de le de ne de de yo re de ni she ge ju ko ka ka cha de yo sa de me de sa ne chi ma de ye de ko ran ne ba le ge ji nge gi nyum bu tom de ye ba yin sa ko da sa ya ju mi yo re seri shiva kholaya rangi gyunnaya la gyeshinge gi nyobot tamda khaya meduwa sa jine ime indusane ribu gyun chaya singin di ene jindre gin dusu di kashukura pake ribu da gyawa reis o jindre gita ne ene kada shiva gyun mutini dodaya chigda chigda jindre gita ne maa chuk samudan yundu chanju sebe tenu kukamne ta lekja kaya gina angi ene o dodaya jiri ta ne maa du samudan bayi na lingwa chagiyo are Sabah dan jasa cewek ada. So jadi kita ni, kadang ini ciri ini di kadang si sebab cewek itu juga dapat cipta. Yang sebab cewek itu paling dengan sung sebab tejang, gaya dapat cipta yang suka amari. Paling sung malu juga dapat ini masih bersyani. Di bawah kompor ukuran sebut sih dapat cipta. Di kompor dia si kasur bawah yajah sih dapat cipta. Kau cakap yang orang Indonesia ni, apa jadi kita ni, ni kasur bawah. 퇴신도 다 듣네. 간다 퇴신 참아 차대야. 퇴신 참아 두야로. 근데 있어래. 자, 딱 대. 어디? 네, 리스너다.
If you look at the core of Nagarjuna's argument to demonstrate the authenticity of Mahayana scriptures, he argues that if the path to enlightenment is only the one which is taught in the 37 aspects of the path to enlightenment as encapsulated in the first public sermon of the teachings of the Four Noble Truths, which is the core teachings of the Pali tradition. Then Nagarjuna argues that there doesn't seem to be any substantial difference between a spiritual the procedure that would lead an individual to the attainment of full enlightenment on the one hand, on the one side, and the attainment of Sarvaka state or the Arhat state, which is the state of individual liberation. The only difference seemed to be a matter of time. In the case of attainment of Buddhahood, one is required to attain, to accumulate wisdom and merit for three innumerable eons, and which is not the case for the attainment of individual liberation. However, if there is only the difference between the path of attaining individual liberation and attainment of Buddha's omniscient wisdom, then Nagarjuna argues that this is untenable. So Nagarjuna argues, so that is one aspect of the argument. Secondly, then he argues that one of the philosophical ideas in the earlier Buddhist tradition is that at the time of attainment of nirvana, particularly the final nirvana, which is known as the nirvana without residue, so which is conventionally the point of death, then the individual is believed to have his or her mental continuum seized. And if that is the case, Nagarjuna argues, then the Buddha Shakyamuni, who is believed to have attained full enlightenment as a culmination of his accumulation of wisdom and merit over a period of three innumerable eons, then the actual period, time during which he's able to fulfill his primary objective of attaining enlightenment, which is to benefit other sentient beings, to work for the welfare of other sentient beings, then if you look at the time frame, then it is a very short period of time we are talking about. Buddha left the life of a royal lifestyle at the age of 29. He attained full enlightenment at the age of 36, and then he passed away at the age of 80 or 81. So we are talking about only a few decades during which he was able to fulfill his oath of working for the benefit of other sentient beings and bringing about the well-being of other sentient beings, which was the primary motive behind this huge time frame of three innumerable eons. And Nagarjuna argues that if it is only four decades that he has to fulfill that oath, then that somehow doesn't seem to make sense. And furthermore, he argues that if you analyze carefully, there is no basis to argue that the continuum of an individual's mind would come to an end, because there is no factor or there is no agent which can really bring about the cessation of a continuum of consciousness. And this is, you know, a part of the laws of nature, that if there is a powerful antidote to a certain phenomena or a certain event, then that powerful antidote can bring about the end of a particular event or a particular phenomena or an entity. However, so far as the basic mind is concerned, the innate mind that we all possess, and so far as the continuum of consciousness is concerned, there is no phenomena or there is no agent whatsoever that really can bring about the cessation of that. So Nagarjuna argues that the basic mind, the innate mind, and the mental pollutants such as the defilements, mental afflictions and so on, these are two separate things. Mental pollutants such as the mental afflictions, they have powerful antidotes which can help eliminate and bring about eventually the end of these mental pollutants. However, so far as the innate mind, whose nature is clear light, is concerned, the mind, the continuum of that mind or consciousness will remain unbroken and endless. So, so through this way, Nagarjuna argues that the teachings that we find in the Sanskrit tradition not only are more profound, but also they do not contradict the core teachings of the Pali tradition as formulated in the teachings of the 37 aspects of the path to enlightenment. In a sense, one could say that they elaborate further on the themes that were developed in the earlier teachings of the Buddha, and they in some sense elaborate further and give deeper and more profound and detailed explanation and understanding of the ideas that were found in the earlier tradition. And it is through this way Nagarjuna demonstrates the validity of Mahayana scriptures.
Kasi kore, nyamnyong chigle yundu, 어따 냠뇽 참아디 냐로 소소니 냠뇽 참아 네 윤도 드느르베 냠뇽 요야 때 아니 알라마 테단티 에 가서 땜베 아니 당황하게 제소다 제대한다 당황하게 제소 럽네 따 냠뇽 드리 중부리 삼베 타네 아니 알라마 참아라 통투야 알라마 참아 통이 되잖아 든든르베 알라마 라지 가서래 루어메베 체메기부 든든히 용대야 디 lama koraya da ji tenju ne sum shebe ene sabje ge lama ya yang shi na ne tel de ne da ka sa chen de cha de ya di ko she de ya ji mi du sa ne tel de ne tenju li ya ne ba ni ni ba ni tu ya tenju ji luo me ba de cha ma yi bu ji ne tu ya tel de ne ba na de pe ro sha shen da lu ru bi da shun di de le de ne ene ka da ji to ba ni de ba lama ji li ya ene shi ne da ta ba ge yu du sa ne lu ru ya 루루숑은 미세게 대박이야. 나 루루숑이야 미세게 대박이니. 윤두산에 변화서 아시로 나리야. 너무 두려운 물이야. 땡중과 소개다. 가서 제 제가 타타다 제외. 아니 런신 동반이. 아니 라왕 거는 덤벌쟁이 담바 수니베 샤나면 되겠다. 나주 나이 부여하리. 뒤에니 사와시로 주들이야. 담배 거진 담배 거는 차자야 들이야. 아니 자와 투지심비 샹왕도 선에 타네. 아니 뒤지기 진실로가 따와서야리야 아니 만호에 따왔던 게 싫어 나가가 저러 차살로 손 있는다네 아니 뭐냐 전에 담바디 뱅고하고 루루기 진짜 지금 원에 다 떠 있는 자네 어제 다 담바까지 이제 맨날 사람 자인 것도 봐 사실 내 있는 자네 아니 가서 담배 숨배 룸 어디 뒤들이야 아니 가서 우리 그게 내거로 더더군 저저 두어도 밀루에다 나 참아인 거지 룸 참아인 거지 이 시대야지.
So in relation, Jenny,
that Jenny, any Yamnu Samalia, Yamnu Nisha, that Yamnu Pavaji, that Yamnu Kazu, Chemaji Nisha. So that Yamnu Chemaba as usually a house. In a Yamnu Pavaji, as usually saw Yung Tudua. Benaji Chanju Sem Yamnina Jenny, Chick Semlia, Tendency Kujo Tipiology. Down the city to Dame with two Tembe. 지 전 중도를 잘 지금 삼루라 땅 지체인 있잖아요. 지금 섬례야 그저 태양을 더 정도 봐. 자, 이제 내가 땅 양념 패반 닐러 빵나. 아니 뭔지 기부 담바스 지금 남자들 나러려 배 양념 채도 하고 되는데 얘도 무슨 채 따로 다 담바리 담바 용창아 삼바지 로러 샤시도 봐. 될라 때네 아니 라마 참아 땡주 참아 룽 참아 삼고 거둬야지.
In relation to this issue of the authenticity of the Mahayana scriptures, I often point out to people that there is a way of, there's a procedure of reflection in the Sakya teachings of the Lamdre, path and fruition tradition, which may be quite helpful. According to the Sakya Lamdre, on path and fruition tradition, one speaks of four authentic factors. One is the authentic scriptures of the Buddha, and then authentic commentarial literature or authentic commentaries, and the third is the authentic or valid teacher, and the fourth is the authentic or valid experience. So in terms of historical evolution, among these four factors, one can say that the authentic or valid scriptures come into being first. This is the one that was taught by the Buddha. And then based upon the reading and interpretation of these authentic scriptures of the Buddha, there evolved many different authentic commentaries, the treatises that were written by such as Nagarjuna and so on, which explain the final thoughts of the Buddha. And then based upon the study of these authentic commentaries, then authentic teachers evolve. These are masters who have, in some sense, actualized and realized the themes that were presented in these authentic commentaries. And then finally, on the basis of the teachings given by the authentic or valid teachers, then spiritual realizations or experiences grow in the hearts of the spiritual practitioners or disciples. So in terms of evolution, there is a kind of a sequence. First comes the authentic scriptures of the Buddha, second the authentic or valid commentaries, and third authentic or valid teachers, and fourth authentic or valid experiences based on the teachings given by the teachers. However, in terms of developing a kind of sense of conviction in these four factors and their validity, the order seems to be reversed or different. Here, the first of all, what is required on the part of the individual to develop a deep admiration and conviction in the authenticity of the Buddha's scriptures. First, you need a degree of experience. So the authentic experience is the first factor. So when we speak of authentic experience, we can speak of an ordinary kind and a special or special experiences. So although these extraordinary special kind of spiritual experiences, we may not possess it, we may lack this. However, ordinary types of spiritual experiences we can all attain. And for example, when we reflect deeply upon the teachings on bodhicitta, the altruistic intention to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all beings, when we deeply reflect upon the sentiments embodied in this teaching, you can feel that there is some kind of impact on your heart, in your mind and hearts. So that's a kind of an experience. Similarly, when you reflect upon the teachings on the emptiness, then and the teachings on no self, absence of selfhood, you know, as you deepen your understanding and reflection, again it creates a kind of a change. It leaves an impact. It creates a kind of an impact within us. These are spiritual experiences. So once you have that kind of spiritual experiences, then in a sense you have a taste of what it feels like to really have these realizations. And when you have that, then based upon that little experience that you have, then you can develop a sense of conviction in the validity of the great spiritual realizations that are talked about in the biographies of the high lamas or high spiritual masters. Because you have some experience, you can relate to what is talked about in these biographies, and through this way develop a deep conviction in the validity and authenticity of the teachers. So and once you have and this in a sense is quite important, and also in fact one could say this is the only way open to us. There's a saying in Buddhist epistemological tradition where it says that inference is blind, and inference can finally touch tangible objects only through only through the help of direct experience. So when you have a direct experience of something, then on the basis of that you could infer something, and through this way you will be able to develop a deep conviction in the authenticity of the spiritual teaching, the spiritual teachers. And when you have such admiration and conviction in the validity of these teachers, then you will be also able to develop a deep conviction in the validity and have an admiration for the commentary, such as the text written by Nagarjuna. You will then have a real appreciation of the text of Nagarjuna's and so on. And when you have that kind of admiration in the commentarial texts, the treatises, then because these commentarial texts are interpreting the scriptures taught by the Buddha, you will be able to develop a deep conviction and admiration in the validity of the Buddha's scriptures. For example, in Nagarjuna's text, The Fundamentals of the Middle Way, when he pays homage to the Buddha, he does so by reflecting upon Buddha as a teacher who taught the understanding of the nature of reality by means of demonstrating the dependent origination of things and how they are devoid of characteristics that seems to suggest they are inherently existed. Also, towards the end of Nagarjuna's text, Fundamentals of the Middle Way, Nagarjuna again pays homage to the Buddha by stating that Buddha is a person who embodies the principle of compassion, and in some sense, who is totally under the domination and control of compassion to other sentient beings. And how Nagarjuna says that Buddha has revealed us the path which would help us overcome all kinds of erroneous philosophical views. So when you reflect along these lines, you will then be able to develop a deep conviction in the validity of the scriptures of the Buddha.
Yeah, 다음에 내 발하시죠.
So we'll take a break here.
조지